I'm back. Back where the wall is thinnest. So I can speak to you. I know that speaking back is hard. Attunement was never your specialty. But I can hear you whisper. Like a faint shifting of sand beneath my feet. It lets me know that you're still out there. That hope isn't all lost. But I don't know where they took you. Not yet. I know that we're separated by time and some amount of space. But I will figure it out. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you back, baby. Treacherous mongrels. Huh. All under the guise of a treaty. They just wanted to study you. Study your incredible latent abilities. Not caring that you so resemble them. You're from a different world, a different time. But you're one of them. Human. The magic that arcs between your fingertips doesn't make you any less of a person. Doesn't make you any less mine. I look forward to when you get to arc that out to them. I'm sure they've secured you well for now. Those men of science. What an undignified masquerade of deification. They fancy themselves immortal. Gods. Not beholden to the laws of nature. They believe they'll be able to think their way out of everything, but they're wrong. And we know they're wrong. You especially. Because what you lack in attunement, you make up for in clairvoyance. You've seen the future. And you know that it ends with their deaths, all of them. Someday it's just a desolate wasteland for them. It's what they deserve. All they've harvested, all they've failed to appreciate. Like the nature we use to communicate still. Instead of telling nature what we wanted, we asked nature how we could be what it wanted. We split from their timeline like that. We became a different kind of human. And I only traverse the boundaries of these universes because nature itself allows it. And these arrogant, blasphemous pigs, they'll get their due. Eventually. I'm never gonna let them get out of it alive. Not for taking you. Speak to me. Tell me you're okay. A gust of wind. A lap of the tide. A small wave coming in to the shore. Anything to let me know that you're okay. I know you're alive, but are you well? I miss you. I miss the electricity from your touch that had nothing to do with your abilities. I miss the warmth underneath the stars, even on cold nights. Your arms were my shelter. We could never die of exposure. Not so long as we're exposed to each other. You. You are such a force of nature. They'll be the ones in distress. It won't be long. I promise. I'm gonna find you. Take you from there. And take you. The first chance I get. But admittedly, I am lost. I need direction. And I'll need it from the universe itself. The strong talk. Trying to impose my will on those who would impose theirs against gods. That's my facade. I need you. And I need help. But I don't know how to ask the fabric of reality to soften for me. I don't know how to slip past this particular veil. It's thin enough to notice. It's thin enough to feel you. But there are no gaps here. Nothing to pull you through. Nothing to squeeze through. It's still constant. It's still a checker-patterned firmament of reality. There are no holes here. Why does it feel like you're on the other side? Have they distorted nature itself? That this magic could be fooled? Are you here? Just feet from my fingertips? Could I touch you without knowing? I sleep here on the beach every night now, hoping that I awake to the answer, whispered to me by the night sky, maybe carried to me on a gentle tide, but it hasn't come. But I'm gonna keep doing it. Because I feel you here. And I have to believe that you can feel me too. That I can transfer my warmth all the way through that checkerboard. I have to believe something. I have to believe that nature will right itself. Then I'll see you again. But it's hard. And it gets harder every day that I don't have an answer. When I do save you, we're gonna be far away from all of this. I'm gonna go into hiding somewhere obscure, somewhere men of science think is impossible. I'm sure we could find Atlantis. We could live there. incredible people. Would you like to see it with me? Adventure with you is always the adventure of a lifetime. And that's what it feels like. It's been since you've been gone. One more night, then. Out here with the crabs and the seagulls. And then when day comes, I'll come with it. I will tear this fucking reality apart if I have to. But I'm gonna rescue you.